Louder than that. Louder than that.
Some Harare residents were attended a meeting yesterday evening convened by Heal Zimbabwe Trust, a non-governmental organization focusing on victims of political violence, said the commission also appears to be pro-government as commissioners are appointed by the state. One of the participants, Chitungwiza resident Mejiri Marunda, said the commission cannot promote national healing in Zimbabwe if perpetrators of violence have not apologized to their victims.
We are not yet ready to do this because we cannot forgive you. We are hurt. Those who caused this, they must be ready to apologize. So if they don't apologize, how can they be forgiven? No, the commission is rubbish. It's not going to do anything as long as Robert Mugabe is in the president's office. There's nothing good about that. Nothing is going to come to help the people.
A victim of political violence, Barmain Musekiwa, said there will not be any national healing as long as ZANU-PF is still in power.
The president, in the first place, was leading this perpetration, and now is claiming to lead also the peace and reconciliation. So it's not ready. It can't be done. That the same person who was a perpetrator and he turned now, he can say, I will lead the peace and reconciliation.
Kudakwashe Matambo, Communications Programs Assistant with the Jesuits Province of Zimbabwe in Mozambique, urged government to listen to the needs of the people in order to promote national healing and reconciliation.
Zimbabweans may not be ready at the moment, but what makes people ready is the willingness to effect whatever bill, whatever document, whatever efforts are made to attain healing. Because what constitutes healing in this era is the willingness of the people and the willingness of the leaders to listen to the people's concerns. Leaders' concerns alone cannot heal Zimbabwe. And what's important now is to look at the bill, is to look at the commission and what the people are saying, what the people's concerns are on this commission. Because without that, Zimbabwe will not go anyway. Because with the people, with the leadership mindset, the bill can be useless if the leaders are not willing to listen to the people.
Some participants echoed the same sentiments, though noting that the perpetrators of violence need to be identified and asked to apologize to victims if there has to be peace, healing and reconciliation in Zimbabwe. According to Professor Rudoga Idzanwa, impunity given to perpetrators of violence is what has resulted in the continuous violation of some citizens by others.
We have to deal with injustices which were committed after the war of liberation. Now, we are also silenced in many ways by some of the things that happened after our war of liberation. We know about the 5th Brigade, right? And it's one of the silences that we are also going to have to deal with. It's not surprising that Gukura Hundi took place, precisely because we have had a very long history of impunities historically. We had impunities where people who didn't participate in strikes would be punished. We had impunities where people who didn't collaborate would be beaten. We had impunities where those who did collaborate were killed. And so on. So really, we have a lot of issues that we need to deal with. And of course, after Gukura Hundi, we also didn't ever deal with the truth, right?
However, constitutional law expert Professor Love Momaduku blamed the Constitution for failure to effectively provide for a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. He said, if the Constitution does not work, even the law to operationalize the commission will not work. He said the National Peace and Reconciliation Bill also has some sections that are ultra-vires the Constitution.
Now, there's nothing that we can get from the
I'm here as an expert. You cannot get from this bill that which you lost from this constitution. That's the truth. If you lost something here and you put it here, it ties your hands. All what this thing can do is to try and make the constitution work. But if the constitution does not work, I'm sure I'm very simple on that. If the constitution itself does not work, do not expect the bill to work. So I think I will not go beyond that. I think that's the point I was dying to make, and I'm sure I've made that. If the constitution does not work, the bill will not do us any much favor.
Section 251 of the Constitution provides for the creation of the NPRC, whose chairperson and 8 other members should be appointed by the President after consultations with the Judicial Services Commission and Parliament's Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. The commissioners have already been appointed, and former Speaker of Parliament, Cyril Ndebele, leads the commission. The bill to operationalize the commission has passed through Parliament's first reading. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.